world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I would say this, and if good morning here on December 3rd, 2025. I got a lot of reaction from what we talked about yesterday, and I just want to appreciate all of you for thank all of you for taking it like a big boy, because until somebody points out the truth to us, no matter how much it hurts, we're not going to change. And if anybody out there took things personally, I apologize for that. Just trying to coach a little bit. I got a lot of emails, a lot of reaction, and just appreciate the chance to be here this morning. I got some more good stuff. I'm kind of in this rut, good rut, that I want to get out of. And so I'm going to say right now, before we get rolling too fast here, anybody got anything for the good of the group, that any real big prayer needs or anything like that, before I get out here, get on my rant and get your opinion about my rant? Anybody stand in need of anything or want to bring anything up? This is your moment to do it. Hey, Dr. Paul, Dr. Paul, did I send this to you? I don't know if I did. Let me forward this to Jared. Hang on. This is important to me because it matters. We're finding out, folks, more and more, this whole COVID thing, the lies and everything about COVID. So Jared, if you, or Spencer, when you get that, maybe you can pull that up. And Dr. Paul, I thought of you, I sent it to you, or you sent it to me, this video on the fact that that ivermectin really, really did work, really does work. And I sent it to you, Paul, because it's a place to be. I think if I'm talking right here, you can buy ivermectin. And we're now finding, I got a thing I'm going to show you later on today, that COVID didn't kill people, folks. The treatment did. Unmistakable evidence now. COVID did not kill people. COVID made people sick. Nobody would deny that. But the treatment killed people. I got a video. I'll show you that on that. Anyway, I don't know. Paul, what's your thought on that? I was going to add real quickly. Ivermectin, dude, is it worth having around and continue to take? Even though COVID's gone, does ivermectin cure other illnesses, Paul?
In my experience, Coach, it was a lifesaver for some. It really was. Older people, even younger people. I had younger people with large families, like a man that works hard, never been sick in his life, came in. The response was, when they got COVID, was, I wish I was dead. And it broke my heart. They couldn't get out of the car. Ivermectin worked from the beginning, Coach, for me.
So Paul, is it possible that ivermectin would work even on some other flu, some other things? Is ivermectin something people ought to have in their house?
How about cancer, Coach?
How about cancer?
Huh? High-dose ivermectin. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know all the answers. I just know from my experience what worked. And they lined up the door and nobody died from it.
And they wanted nobody to have ivermectin, did they, Paul? Nobody.
Oh, hydroxychloroquine or anything else.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have some of that horse paste around here, right here. I got it, the horse paste. But now you can get the pills. So I'm just saying to all of you out there, ivermectin pills might be a good idea, something to have around when somebody gets sick. Would you agree with that, Paul? Instead of taking an aspirin, take an ivermectin. Yes. Okay. But do it. I don't get any money off of it. But we have ivermectin around our house now.
It's cool. Safe, yeah. Coach. It's
just
safe.
To be safe.
It's very safe.
Very,
so,
very
safe. Please.
Put the video in the chat because it explains ivermectin. And if some of you out there, because look, they ain't done sending junk our way, friends. I'm sorry. I'm going to get into that a little bit here today. Come on in, Mel. You got your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. So I just want to remind everybody that we have less than a month now to complete Refiner's Fire 2025. You know, when this was put on Craig Mickle's heart, I asked him, I said, do we want to make it, you know, just Refiner's Fire to be like, he goes, no, he said, you know, it's supposed to be 2025. And I know that speaking for myself, I've put off, you know, doing my 10 churches. Yeah. So I'm kind of making a commitment here to get out there and do my 10 churches. So I encourage everybody to do that before the end of the year. Yes. Get out there, you know, say the prayer, you know, put down the stones and complete this action. So okay. I'm just encouraging everyone.
Hey, Mel, look, can I pat myself on the back? Can you believe what's being exposed in Minnesota because we went up there and staked, and salted the Mississippi River? Anybody watching what's going on up there? Just a coincidence, I suppose, huh? Just a coincidence we find out that the federal government has been funding those Muslim Somalians up there to the tune of billions of dollars under the watchful eye of that governor who they tried to get to be vice president. And well, lo and behold, they got caught. I wonder, that's kind of a coinkydink, isn't it? Yeah, sure is. Keep after it, man. Betty, go ahead.
I'll make this quick, but I got Parapurge, and it has fenbendazole and ivermectin in them. And I put away 4 bottles just in case I can't get ivermectin. So okay. It's out there, but it's pretty pricey. So see if you can check around for a better price with a good company.
Good. Because listen, I want to get off of this subject because I'm not an expert. But much of what we're dealing with is parasites. Would you agree with that, Paul? Parasites in us and the food.
You know, I know what definition of parasite is. It takes, it doesn't give, right? So whatever a parasite is, we all have them. Every single, if you got pets, you definitely have them. The idea, Coach, though, just keep in mind, sometimes the COVID storm comes back after you've been treating it, and that's when people actually passed away. So sometimes you need stuff like steroids and oxygen and stuff. And don't be afraid to go to the hospital. Just take somebody with you.
That's right.
So they can watch over you.
Right? You take somebody with you. Hey, somebody asked about fenbendazoles. What is that stuff, Paul? Ain't good?
We use it for animals, dogs, stuff like that. You can get that on Amazon if you want. Been doing that for 5 years.
Folks, this is preventive. So later on, folks, we don't know what's going to happen in the next 5. None of us know what's going to happen in the next 5 years. So these are some things that I store. What do you mean? I store them because if would you be surprised if another pandemic hit? I want to be ahead of it. I already have this stuff.
I think so.
Because the last time, remember, you couldn't get ivermectin. They called it horse paste. They wouldn't let you get it. And now they're admitting, daggone, that stuff did work, right? So I would just, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I don't know anything. But these things that when you know that the medical association tells you not to use it, might be a reason to take a good look at it.
Just don't get a vaccine, Coach.
Don't get a vaccine.
Whatever you do. Don't get a vaccine.
Amen. Don't get a vaccine. I don't know how I got on this. I'll try to get off. Mel, come on in.
Yeah, regarding parasites and ivermectin and fenbendazole, isn't it true, Doc Paul, that you need to have a binder because the ivermectin and the antiparasitics, they kill the parasites, but then you need something to bind it up and to get it out of your body. So what do you recommend as a binder?
Diatomaceous earth, clay. Clinorite clay, those work really well. Charcoal, for instance, works real well. Yeah, and you know, it's not a bad thing to use once in a while just to clean your gut out anyway, and it helps with the gut lining in general. So I mean, there's a lot to it. It's not as simple as it is, you know. But use your common sense, you know. And do me a favor, everybody. Yeah. When the holidays come, make sure you got that vitamin D and zinc ready. Okay. Berberine, if you can get it. One thing, don't do a lot of junk food, sugars, and processed foods. You will get sick. It's just not for human consumption.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
By the way, fasting helps cleanse the body too, folks. I know that's hard to do, but fasting really, really makes it, really makes a difference. Really makes a difference. Wow, I didn't mean to get into all this. I'm kind of glad we did. I got some stuff. I got some stuff I really, really, really want to, dig into here. wow. John Rich. You guys know who John Rich is? John Rich is the country western singer and strong Christian. In fact, he did a show with Glenn Beck. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. It's unbelievable. John Rich on Diddy.
Tucker Carlson.
Pardon me?
Tucker Carlson.
Say what you want to about Tucker, Glenn Beck, and some of these guys are bringing some alternative stuff that's Jennifer, really good. Just play, just anywhere. Just go to about the, well, what's it say? No, go back there, Spence, if you would, real quick. Or I'm not Spence. Yeah, Spence. Look, right there, tells it over on the right side. Let's see. How to spot an agent of the evil. This is, folks, this stuff is really good. Good. Just click on number 5, and then we'll advance it just to number 5. And let's just listen to a couple minutes of John Rich here.
Kind of thing.
Country Western singer.
I don't want to live in a place like that. That is the most abhorrent thing you can possibly imagine.
But there's a lot of suffering on the way from here to humility.
100%. Pain. Pain is the greatest teacher. Pain is, I mean, he made the Israelites wander around out in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses didn't even get to go into the promised land because he sinned, and that was his punishment. You can go down the list. All of them did something. I mean, they're just humans, but he gives you, I've said this before, if God really loves you, he'll only slap your teeth out instead of your brains. If he really cares about you, and you're a dad, I'm a dad. If our kids, when they're little, they're playing out in the road, throwing a baseball around or whatever, and you go out there and they're like, boys, you can't be playing in the street. Come on back in the yard. Okay, Dad. And the very next day, they're back out in the street throwing the baseball again. Are you going to have the same demeanor this time?
No.
No. You're going to intensify and you're going to go, boys, I told you, and you're going to grab one of them by the shirt and you're going to march them back into the yard. And then the next week, they're out in the street throwing the baseball around again, and cars are zipping by. Now what are you going to do? Now we're going to enter the phase of pain.
The spanking zone.
Something's going to happen that they're not going to want it to happen again. And why are you doing that? You're doing that so they don't get hit by a car and die. You're doing it to protect them from themselves, because they're not listening and they're not doing what it is you're telling them to do. And it's not an ego trip that you're punishing them. It's for their own good. You can tell the kid his whole life, don't put your hand on that stove, son, or it will burn your hand. He will not believe you until one day he lays his hand on that stove and takes the skin off his hand.
That is correct.
And he'll never touch it again. Will he? Or like a go-kart, you know, the exhaust on a go-kart sitting out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you tell your kids, don't touch that. That thing is blazing hot. You can fry an egg on that. My son, he's about 9, laid his hand down on that, and I had to go to the hospital and scrape all the skin off. It was horrible. He never did that again.
Oh.
Right. So that's what Christians, I believe, can expect in the future.
Have you experienced? Have you been humbled?
Oh, good grief. Yes. Tremendously.
Okay.
Many times.
I got other stuff I want to get to. Put it in the chat, folks. I wrecked it. I'm telling you, it'll be it's an hour and a half. It's unbelievable. It really is. So put that in the chat. And then I want to show you. You ready for this one? I don't know if Betty sent this or whoever did. Number 3. Well, let me do 2 things. 3A. Play 3A. This is John Rich again. John Rich on Weak Christian. He must have been listening to Coach Dave live yesterday. Go ahead and play John Rich here.
I think the Joel Osteens of the world have created this lukewarm, Hablum baby food that they serve up to their congregations week in and week out.
This is your time to shine.
They have no muscle. They have no backbone. They don't understand the Bible well enough because their preacher never talks about it. And so what you have is weak Christians that are constantly being attacked by a totally dedicated force of wickedness. Our country is completely compromised because of weak Christians.
Boots! The whole creation groaneth. What? waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for God's kids to show up. Okay, I gotta show. Look, this is not John Rich Day. This happened. This is really, really good. This is John Rich doing a song called "The Righteous Hunter." Righteous Hunter. Go ahead and play it. It's 5 minutes and 31 seconds, but endure it. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may desire.
We gonna do this or what?
Like I told you, we got a party spot ready for the weekend, man. My guy's got specific needs.
I got you.
Okay. Here, take this address. Be there at 10 o'clock. Don't be late.
I said I got you.
Yeah. By the way, this is on child trafficking, just so you get the feel for what's
going on. Don't disappoint me.
Okay? Freeze it a second. This guy here, his children are missing. Okay. I'm an old teacher, right? People want to know. People want to know what house is in. Well, his children are missing. That's why he's walking around. You see, that's why he went in the bedroom. There weren't it. Okay, go ahead.
Around the corner, and I know you're coming. If you had any sense, you'd run. But you ain't got a clue. What a daddy will do, better give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun.
Give my soul to Jesus, you gonna get my gun.
Give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun. They try to steal away our sons and daughters, shrouded in
these
the
child traffickers.
Light. But we fight with protection of the Heavenly Father. We ain't scared to die. Oh, and I can see you around the corner, and I know you're coming. If you had any sense, you'd run. But you ain't got a clue what a daddy will do. Better give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun. You better give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun. Call the words that Jesus said, better off with millstones around their necks, and we pray. Not our will, but thine be done, bringing it to the reign of the wicked one. This we claim in your name.
God's world's crashing. All he has is the memories. Thank you.
And I can see around the corner, and I know you're coming. If you had any sense, you'd run. But you ain't got a clue what a daddy will do. Better give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun. Yeah, you better give your soul to Jesus while I get my gun. Evil runs around this town undercover, looking for a soul to take. But they better stay away from the righteous hunter, or hell is all they'll pay.
That's why sex trafficked children are ever returned to their parents. Okay, cool. What do you think about that, Craig? Saving God's children, right?
Yeah, it's that. Well, you know, it's a big problem, more than we realize, and we need to keep feeding
Craig, let me stop you a second. Folks, how many of you out there have had your pastor talk about this? Huh? Go ahead, Craig.
Well, that's why, you know, I put a couple headings under Saving God's Children. One is Church Toolbox, and it goes and it shows out what the problem is. You know, for a lot of churches have youth groups. They got youth pastors. The resources are there. All they got to do is pick them up and use them, talk about them, get a hold of me. I'll help them walk up, start a plan.
Folks, you have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant. Because remember this, the enemy comes in disguise. He doesn't come in looking like a lion. He doesn't come in looking like that. He comes in like a pussycat. You have to be really, really careful. I'm just telling you, even in youth groups, even in youth groups. Yeah, pull Leighton Howerton back up there. Yeah, that's a good one. International Harvester. You have to be vigilant, folks. And just go and play this. I like Leighton, the International Harvester. How is it that those of us who claim the name of Christ walk through our lives every day with all this evil going on around us and we have no opposition to it? No opposition. Churches don't talk about it. Huh? Oh, Lord, help us. Go ahead, play this. Play a little bit of Leighton here. Play at a 1.5 speed.
The harvest is past, the summer is gone, and still some are not seen. The workers in the field are few, just a skeleton crew. All have not obeyed. Black and mighty come by, the master's gonna come and gather the wheat, the Kansas to burn on, and you reclaim the lands, the sin and death that won. When the international harvester comes.
Yeah, okay, get him off. That's good, Leighton. The international harvester, baby. Look, I got some stuff I got to get to here. Joe Allen, real quick. Then if you just bear with me again, I got some other information. I just got to get to all of it. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Sean Ryan's in that episode you just played.
Yep.
He is big into this. Yep. Don't want to mess with him.
We should all be big into it, sadly. Should all be big into it. Okay, so let me show you. I think these things are important for you to understand. Number one. You guys, us, no matter what our questions are with Donald Trump, and there are many, I have many of them, do you have any idea the hell that will be played upon America if the God-hating Democrats get back in control? Do you have any idea the vengeance they're going to unleash? And so that's why I say, no matter what your questions might be with Trump, you got to pick a horse. And I'm going to show you something here that is full about crushing the CIA. Crushing the CIA. We don't understand it, folks. We don't understand. Now, good TV, good radio is not to read, but this is important. This is written by James Kunstler. He does really, really good stuff. We'll try to read it quickly. Stay with me. I think it's important for us to understand what's going on. And I know yesterday we talked about the controversy of evidently they ordered to blow up that ship with men on it, right? And you know what I'm talking about, that, right? They blew it up. Someone was still alive, and he said, shoot him again. Now, whether he did or not, we don't know. That's what the accusation is. Picture those guys on that boat being those men that we just saw in that room with child trafficking. Do they deserve mercy? Do they deserve equal protections of the law? Well, yes, they do. But our system is screwed up. The system's broken. Okay, so here we go. This just isn't about Maduro. That folks, this is going to explain to you what's going on, okay? You must wonder what exactly CIA John Ratcliffe has been doing in Langley, Virginia to these many months since things changed bigly in Swamptopia. Scroll down, Spencer, please. Does he wander the hallways? Talking about the CIA director. Does he wander the hallways of that giant black box, howling ineffectually, sit barricaded in his office, playing cards? Or is he doing what needs to be done, methodically uncovering and disassembling the diabolical racketeering operation that the agency has become? The CIA, folks, is controlling the world. Okay? One thing you've heard next to squat coming out of his mouth all year. Mr. Ratcliffe is playing a close hand in a dangerous game, and I tend to think that he is for real. Very few Americans know what goes on backstage at the CIA. But just say they try to whack the director, that would be checkmate on them. The agency would not survive the arrests of its personnel. And anyway, Trump is moving swiftly now to shut down the engine of its nefarious activities. Folks, this is about what? Venezuela. Stay with me here, okay? The CIA, you understand, is the beating heart of the deep state. The CIA is. The Democratic Party and the Never Trump rhinos are its errand boys. And that is why a 10-year-long coup has been running to smash Trump and Trumpism. Joe Biden was a piece of furniture thrown out of the truck that the CIA was driving to escape the scene of the crime. Joe Biden was under threat of blackmail for 4 years that he haunted the Oval Office, having run his own petty racketeering operation to keep his miserable, extended sick family in beach houses. You understand what they're saying here? Joe Biden was in bed with the CIA. They had information on him, and all he wanted to do was just make as much money as he can, take care of his kids, okay? Now the Trump is striking at the apparatus of the CIA's extra-constitutional power and influence. Understand this. The CIA is not obeying the Constitution. We better understand that our federal government is under control of an extra-constitutional organization called the CIA that is actually above the powers of the President of the United States. That may be hard for you to swallow, right? The election interference machinery, listen now, the election interference machinery that queers politics at home and abroad, and the drug cartel that furnishes the money to run CIA's many black ops finances, the NGOs behind lawfare and gay communist street action, and probably underlies many a congressional fortune. This is why Gerald Ford aircraft carrier is lurking offshore of Venezuela right now. That is why Venezuela airspace is shut down and why Nicolas Maduro is rumored to be fleeing to points unknown in his Gulfstream jet. Get the picture here. Venezuela is the heart and soul of the CIA. That's where they're operating all their... While you were carving your turkey, Mr. Trump was preparing to go medieval on Maduro's $1.5 trillion cartel de sol operation, of which the Mexican cartels are merely subalterns, shoveling drugs into the demoralized U.S. population, ruined by the campaign that removed productive industry to China. All our industry went to China and gained full employment with it. And Mr. Trump hinted that U.S. forces are going into Caracas very soon, watch now, apparently to seize the Smartmatic servers, cartel drug ledgers, and other evidence of long-running turpitude, and you have to wonder why, how many someone's out of Langley with names, titles, and offices will turn up in the mix. You understand what I just said? The CIA is operating through Venezuela, and a lot of guys in Washington, D.C. are on the payroll, and they're crapping their pants right now because they understand that there's a lot of stuff about to be exposed. Mr. Ratcliffe must know who they are by now. Some of them have been seeing that since the cowboy days of Mena, Arkansas, back when Bill Clinton was governor, and the cocaine planes from Colombia were landing all day after day in his little backwater airport. The cartels had to switch boats lately and see how that's been working out. It's not amazing that the Democratic Party mouthpieces object to Mr. Trump blowing them up. They'd rather see another 10,000 unemployed citizens die of fentanyl poisoning in Meigs County, Ohio. Somebody give me a thumbs up, a boom. Huh? A boom. Hey, boom. They don't give a rat's boom. Ass. The CIA doesn't give a rat's ass about you. The Blob's errand boys and girls in Congress made their lame divisionary move on November 18 when the Seditious Six video, an attempt to stir up mutiny in the military ranks. Why? Because they knew they were going to Venezuela. It backfired badly. It looks like the Department of War is going to make an example of Senator Mark the Astronaut Kelly because he was the only veteran among the six who served long enough to qualify for mandatory reenlistment and thus be subject to military justice outside the control of the Blob-run D.C. federal district judges like Jeb Boberg. This is good. I don't know if you're picking up on it. The Seditious Six organizer Lisa Slotkin, Seditious Six, is the Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan. She's an ex-CIA official. Followed up on the mutiny video November 23rd during an interview with ABC's This Week, saying she expected the National Guard troops might soon shoot U.S. citizens in stressful situations. Didn't work out that way, though, did it, folks? Rather, 3 days later, a former CIA-run Afghan refugee drove all the way across country from Bellingham, Washington, to shoot two National Guards in the heads on a D.C. street the day before Thanksgiving. The CIA is supposed to track their assets. Who was tracking this Ramamola? Maybe Aliska Slotkin can ask her old colleagues back in Langley and report back to public. Folks, could it be that Donald Trump knows you can't trust any of these bastards? Beneath all this surface huggamuggery, the ongoing coup against Trump and Trumpism still wriggles and rumbles. It looks like it's all going to blow over now and spew debris all over the swamp. And if John Ratcliffe has the names of CIA officers who've practiced color revolution against our country, he must have passed them on to Tulsi Gabbard and in turn the president. Folks, Nuremberg trials. See that? That's a picture from the Nuremberg trials where they were publicly hung. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Lincoln assassination plotters. When they found out there was a plot to hang Lincoln, they hung him publicly. Scroll on down. I'm sorry, it's not good to read, but just some good points here. Mr. Trump might consider treating them the same way that President Andrew Jackson treated the cabal behind the assassination of Abe Lincoln. The CIA's color revolution against the nation, it's supposed to serve a much larger, farther-flung, sinister conspiracy than the plot to murder Abe Lincoln. There could be dozens, maybe scores of CIA officers in Langley who know what has been going on there. Maybe JFK was right back in 1963 when he tried to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter to the wind. Here's the point we're making. The CIA is running America. Go ahead, scroll down. That's it. CIA. John F. Kennedy, they killed him because he wanted to crush the CIA into 1,000 pieces. And what's the CIA doing? Getting dirt on every senator, every congressman. They own Washington, D.C. But evidently, they don't own Trump. At least not yet. Doesn't mean he can't be bought. Can you figure out why we are All right. Let me move on. I'm going to open it up for all of you here. It's good stuff here. Poem number 6, real quick. Number 6, Spencer. There you are. Glenn Beck. Just the headlines. The FDA finally admits the COVID-19 vaccine killed kids. What? Scroll down, Spencer. The federal, millions of Americans across the country were told during the pandemic to offer up their arms for the COVID-19 vaccine, the first ever mRNA vaccines approved. By the way, what happened to your constitutional rights? We're worried about these guys getting blown up in the water. What the hell happened to your constitutional rights? Said that if they wanted to keep their jobs, eat in public, stay in school, or visit their loved ones, they had to take a jab. You remember those days, folks? Well, government officials, the established media, pharmaceutical representatives claimed that the vaccines were safe and effective. Those who dared to suggest otherwise, well, they lost their jobs. They were censored. Hey, I don't have to read. Here's the bottom line. They now admit what we have said here all along, Dr. Paul. People didn't die from COVID. They died with COVID. They died from the treatment, folks. And they broke America. Who did? The CIA broke America by making sure you didn't work, making sure that you bowed your knee, wore a mask. It was all a government psyop. All governments. Okay. All right. Hang on. I'm going to open it up. I want to show you two things. I want to brag a minute. I just noticed this. Spencer, pull up for me. I sent them to you all by yourself, all alone. Pull up. It says old Fox News. Hey, folks, 25th year I've been doing this. Said, what's that, Coach? Homegrown demagogue. Talking about me. Homegrown demagogue. Can you make that a little bit bigger? Because I don't know if you noticed this or not. That's me going with Megyn Kelly on Fox News. How long? See, this ain't some Johnny come lately thing. We've been screaming this for how long? I don't know what the date on this thing is. I'm guessing early, late 80s, maybe. No, that couldn't be right. Early 90s, certainly. Certainly. Coach Dave, it's when I ran for Congress. Coach says Zach Rackspace is hiding. Oh, my goodness. Can I pull another one up? Where's another one? I sent it to you, Spencer. Where's the one where they, look at that. Meet your local demagogue. You guys know who the local paper, the other paper, you know who that is? That's the Homo paper in Columbus, Ohio. The other paper. They put me on the cover of Meet Your Local Demagogue. Coach Dave, the date on that paper, blow it up a little bit, Spencer. Can we see the date of that? At the top. I think he just went by it at the top. It doesn't say weekly news. Hey, I can tell you this. It's been a while ago. 2009. Folks, here's all I'm saying. I ain't bragging. We ain't some Johnny-come-lately organization. And I want to encourage you to get the hell involved. We have got to get involved. All creation's groaning, waiting for us to show up. We got to show up, man. We got to show up. The CIA is the deep state. They own our government. All of them. All right. I showed you a lot here this morning. Come on in. Somebody, come on in. Thanks for being patient. Let me get that off my chest. Come on in, Vinny.
That was a great video show with the John Rich video. Fantastic stuff. And hey, God, man. I'm not bragging either. Remember 5 years ago, I told you this was a bioweapon.
You did. Hey, Vinny, they still don't believe it. The people you live with still don't believe it.
It's amazing. But they're going to believe it soon.
Got to believe it. That it was, wow. Folks, it was an organized attempt to destroy America, because why? We're the last bastion of liberty in the world. We're it. If America, the shining city set on a hill, goes under, If you were a communist, a Luciferian, whatever you want to be, who would be your target? Who would be your target? Folks, they're not targeting Israel because Israel ain't doing anything except trying to protect themselves. We're the beacon of liberty. We're the country that creates the Dr. Paul Goslins and the Craig Mickles and the Randy Lunsfords and the David Arthurs, the ones who stand up and push back. And our biggest problem is we can't get the church to buy into what's going on. They're so heavenly conscious, they're no earthly good. I've been singing that song a long time. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Everything we're seeing today is waiting for God's people to show up. And the church is telling people we're going to be out of here. Sorry. Come on in, Jeff.
Isn't that amazing? I stuck that newspaper away. It's laying here at my house. I stuck that away years ago. And just here two weeks ago, I was unpacking stuff from the shop, totes after totes. And I pulled out, I thought, what is this? And there was your ugly mug on the front of that paper. I was like, I got to send him a picture of this.
Yeah, man. I'm glad
it
just, you did.
It appears right now. You know what I mean? Oh, there's the article.
Hey, Jeff. And instead of the church, the right wing, promoting a radical like me, they promoted Tony Perkins.
Stop.
And Rick Warren, right? Well, our churches have been infiltrated. Our churches are infiltrated by sissy men. Hey, Alan. I won't say that. Go ahead, Joe Allen.
Yeah, I'll say it again. I've been here 10 years. Do you even fathom how many lives the Salt and Light Ministry has saved?
Amen, brother. Amen. Through you guys. Through you guys, not through me. Somebody kicking you in the butt saying, dude, you got to stand up and do something. You got to do. We got to push back against it. Your pastor isn't coming. Well, hell, Betty, you grab a sign and go stand out there. You're not responsible for him. You're responsible for you. And by the way, at what point did he become your daddy where you have to get his permission to go do something the Lord called you to do? You know when they stuck me on the other paper? You do understand, don't you? That was putting a target on me. You understand that, don't you? They didn't do that to honor me. They did that to let everybody know who the real enemy is. See, they had a picture of Pastor Rod Parsley on there. Not a picture of Pastor Billy Bob. No, no, no. See, we got the enemy's attention, didn't we? We got the enemy's attention. And can I tell you what? The last thing Rod Parsley would want is to be on that paper because people would stop coming to his church. Come on! Oh, I'm full of it today, aren't I? Somebody save me. Somebody come on there. You can go wherever you want to go. Wherever you want to go. This idea that Jesus loves everybody and everything's okay and I'm okay and you're okay and we're going to end up, we're all going to get raptured out of here and we'll all be, what a, occupy till I come, he said. Randy.
Coach, let's don't talk about the corporate church. They're really making money, Coach. We shouldn't mess up their income. Yeah. So let's just leave that alone. We got to let that run. You know, that's our religious baby. So that's the problem, Coach. You say it every day, but people don't get it. The fake church is the problem because they don't let the real church shine. They cancel the real church that's out here doing the real work of Christ.
That's right.
And that's what they don't want you to see. Because if the church ever woke up and realized they are a walking powerhouse and they could change culture almost immediately, everything would be done. The Islams would be, they'd go back to the shadows. Everybody would bow down to the authority of Jesus Christ on the earth in his people. And that's what the sons of God are, Coach. That's what's, you say it every day because it's true. That's what creation is longing for. It's longing for that to happen, for the righteousness, peace, and joy to come onto the scene. That is who we are, Coach. Amen.
So, Randy, what happened then is they gave us satellite TV and all these big popular ministries, these feel-good ministries, and they neutered the American male. They neutered the American male. And the truth of the matter is the women choose where the family goes to church. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Somebody give me a thumbs up. The woman chooses where the family goes to church. And the pastor knows that if he talks like we're talking here today, the women don't want to go there. Because they have a nurturing nature. They want to protect their children, love their children. They don't want people fighting. And they don't want to go to church on Sunday and hear that it's a war and it's a fight. They just want it all to go away. Can't we all just get along? That has become the gospel of the American church. When it's so obvious, when you look in the Bible, that we're in a cosmic battle. We're in a spiritual war. There's good guys and bad guys. And the good guys tell the bad guys that Jesus loves them. He hates all workers of iniquity. His love's available to them. Jesus does not love everybody, folks. He doesn't love the devil's children. He loves his children. What a lie they've taught us. What a lie. And Betty, you take that into your church, they won't let you in there much longer. You ain't gonna. Pastor's going to go the other way when he sees you coming, Betty. In fact, are you holding those abortion signs out in the street, Betty? Okay, well, at some point, disown you, Betty. They're about to disown you. Can't be doing that. Well, I'm all over it. Come on in, somebody. Come on. Somebody say, oh me or oh my.
Hey, Coach, our church has no location. It can be anywhere at any time. It has no overhead. It has no attachments to the world system. And, Coach, every single gift in the Bible that Jesus and Paul and the apostles teach, they all operate in our meetings. So, Coach, tell me, the church, is it a building? Is it a location? No, Coach, it's the people. It's his people that's free of the system, that's outside the system. That's the kingdom of God moving. And when you understand that, Coach, you can see the picture, but you can't see the real big picture if you don't understand that truth.
I couldn't agree more. If you don't understand who we are and what we are. Spencer, by the way, I just sent you a thing on Bill Clinton. Pull that up there for me, if you will. Huh? Oh, yeah. You got it? There you go. Play it.
I've written a book, Clinton, Bush, and CIA Conspiracies, and I researched the hell out of the Clinton crime family, and that's what led me to Epstein. So he was a serial rapist and cokehead going back to when he was the governor of Arkansas, and it was the CIA. They wanted the sleaziest, most corrupt governor to choose that state to smuggle the white powder in from South America to finance these wars against the communists in Nicaragua. And Bill Clinton provided the state security for the drug drops. And his own brother, half-brother, Roger Clinton, was busted buying coke from an undercover cop and recorded saying, some of this is for Bill. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. And that cop knew if he didn't out what that arrest really quickly, it would all get covered up. So they put Roger Clinton in prison to show that no one is above the law and that the Clintons are moral, upstanding pillars of the community. Meanwhile, he's got multiple allegations of women, sexual assaults, and Hillary Clinton tracked a lot of these women down with private investigators, threatened their lives. Pets were murdered, people were thrown off balconies, and this is the genesis of the hashtag Clinton body count. They had a coroner, Fahmy Malik, who, when Bill's mum had accidentally unalived someone when she was working in the medical profession, Fahmy Malik had come in and he adjusted the cause of death. So Bill Clinton owed him for the rest of his life. And Fahmy Malik would come in, and if you had been shot in the head or if someone had strangled you, he would say that you drowned in a swimming pool. I've done a whole chapter on those in Clinton, Bush, and CIA conspiracies. So I've...
Wow, huh? I call it Dave Allison. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed, man. I'm sorry if you're not picking up the vibes on this show. The whole world's waiting on us. waiting on us to stand up and speak the truth, and they're going to hate you. If you're going to a church where it's all about love, 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 that's disrespectful to the gospel. Christ died. He died to conquer wickedness. Dave Allison.
Yeah, it goes to the deception is for the years have been off the charts. And we were asleep, didn't realize it. I think back to, and I think I might have mentioned before, we used to sing this song, "When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day of Rejoicing That Will Be." Well, when I sing that song in church, I'm looking around and thinking, well, we're all going to heaven, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it says, when we all get to heaven. Right. But the Bible says, broad is the way and everybody gets in, right?
Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, right?
Well, it says actually narrow is the way and few find it.
Yeah, right.
And so the deception is even in the church, and it's been there for a long time. We didn't even realize it. That's why since evil men have crept in unaware.
Right.
And we were looking for the guy with the red suit and the pitchfork, right? Not the guy in the suit, the skinny jeans, and the fog machine. So thanks for sharing, Coach. And again, like Randy says, you know, that those brick and mortar buildings that most people go to every Sunday are just a counterfeit. They're counterfeit. So,
hey, Dave. Church supposed to be a war room. It's supposed to be a locker room. You guys ever been in a football locker room? You go to the football locker room because you're about ready to go out and do some business, right? Church is supposed to be a locker room, not a love fest.
And husbands are happy when their wives drag them to church, and they don't mind going. That makes them happy, right? Because the good thing of it is they're going to go to church, step through the hour service, and the pastor isn't going to ask anything of them, right? So they're okay with that. They'll do that all day long. And so, don't get me wrong, I do appreciate Tucker Carlson, and I really appreciate his newfound interest in faith, and he's trying to promote that. I'm waiting for the day when he finally, he still is of the love gospel nature, right? Love everything. I don't hate anything. Right. And so I'm waiting for him to wake up to that fact. So, but I do appreciate his newfound interest in faith.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, Spencer, real quickly. Just Google, does God hate? Just Google that. Eileen, I'll get you the second chance. Does God hate? What's Google say? God's hate. Not of individuals, but that's not true. Huh? God hates all workers of iniquity. God hates all workers of iniquity. God's love is available, but God hates all workers of iniquity. Sorry, folks. Hearing that in your church? Oh, everybody come here. Oh, we're all welcome in here, right? Why would I let the enemy in my huddle? If I'm playing against Wes Jefferson, I'll be damned if I'm going to let one of the Wes Jefferson fans get in our huddle. Eileen.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Talking about the CIA, I find it very strange that President Trump and others that were very close to Charlie Kirk have said nothing about the assassination, about the investigation. I have followed some podcasters that are doing deep dives and have had their life threatened, including Candace Owens. But she has the receipts and has the evidence that the CIA and the military-industrial complex, together with France and the Egypt and Israel, were all involved because Charlie learned about the fact that they were building the nuclear bomb for Ukraine.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's just, and I mean, don't you find it strange? Nobody's doing anything. And Kash Patel, they just had a hit piece on him about that he wouldn't get off the plane in Utah unless he had an FBI jacket. And the only one they could find was a woman's size. And it's just bizarre. Well, I'm sorry, but I believe that that's why no one's saying anything.
Because, again, don't miss this, folks. The CIA is in control of America. And so if President Trump realizes that, and he's looking at how do you dismantle this thing? Which is the first plank you pull out? Because if you pull out the wrong plank, I think we need to be more in prayer for Donald Trump and less in criticism of him. Pray and verify. I would say we don't have how do guys like Dan Bongino and Kash Patel, all these good guys, all of a sudden appear to turn bad guys? Oh, because when they got in, they found out which way the river runs. And it's easy for me to sit here as a podcaster and say what I'm going to do when I get in there. And then I get in there and I see how massive this thing is and think, oh my God. That's what I think is going on. James Thomas. Go on, James.
Yeah. If I ask anybody, or you ask anybody on the street, what church do you go to? You ask anybody, you think of a building. You think of the Church of God down here on the corner of Main, and that's not the church.
That's not the church. The
ecclesia. Randy hits on it quite a bit. It's the ecclesia. There is no division in the ecclesia. There's no denominations in the ecclesia. It is one faith, one body in Jesus. Amen.
One faith, one Lord, one baptism is what the scripture says, actually, right? And I would just put this look, I'm not a pastor. I couldn't be one. I couldn't be one. And here's what I want to know. How many deep friends, pastors, do you have in the pastorate? How many deep brothers do you get together with on a regular basis in your local community, and all of you pray and get on the same team? How often does that happen? And it doesn't happen. And one of the reasons it doesn't happen is because there's a hierarchy. The guy that has the biggest church is the most anointed one.
Boom. Somebody,
huh? That's, folks, that's it. The competition within churches must break God's heart. Joe Allen, come on in.
If you guys remember, Trump was in front of the United Nations here about a month ago or so. And look what the Secret Service found, all those servers up there in New York. What information did that come out? And now they're going to invade down there and get the CIA secret servers down there.
They controlled the, Joe, from what I understand, they controlled the election from down in Venezuela. That's one of the main reasons they're down there. Hey, I want to finish up with this real quick. Spencer, pull up a picture of my newsletter today. Send my newsletter out to spend some time. And I want to show you, just so all of you know, when I get up every morning, I want you to see why I go to war, okay? I'm 70. I think I just turned 70. I don't know how. I turned pretty old. Be so easy. Somebody said the other day, how long are you going to do Coach Dave Live? Huh? How long are you going to do that? What do you mean do it? Well, how do I retire from Coach Dave Live? What are you talking about? And I said, can I show you why I fight? Scroll clear to the bottom. This is this week's. There it is, folks. That's what keeps me in the battle. There ain't no retirement there. A wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's me and Michelle and our grandbabies over on the left. And that's kind of my extended family. Last Christmas, I think. I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was last Christmas. If you don't get up in the morning, if you won't fight for the Lord, won't you fight for them? Michelle holding that little baby Gemma. She's going to live in the world. We leave her. If you sit on your ass and don't do anything, you don't love your grandkids. See you tomorrow.